Philip Holtzmann AG was one of the biggest construction companies in Europe, and news of its looming insolvency drove its stock price down 90% on the German stock market. Panic hit Venice. Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder held emergency meetings with the German parliament and put together a $50 million bailout for Holtzmann. This calmed nerves in Venice, but only slightly. The pace of work continued to lag behind schedule. The deadline was extended once, then again. Archaeological discoveries under the Fenice, two ancient wells, an arch, and a pillar, resulted in further delays. Holtzmann Romagnoli demanded more money and an even later deadline, but the Comune refused. In May 2000, with work halted once again because of problems installing a new crane, Mayor Cacciari chose not to stand for re-election. Venice elected a new mayor, Paolo Costa, an economist of national stature, who had served as Italy's Minister of Public Works and as rector of Ca' Foscari University. White-haired, bespectacled, and deceptively bland in appearance, Mayor Costa boldly took charge of the Fenice morass. He made the unprecedented move of asking to be appointed commissioner in charge of rebuilding, which made him responsible for the success or failure of the project. Costa was putting his job and his reputation on the line, and he discovered soon enough that the odds were not in his favor. Shortly after becoming mayor, he made a surprise inspection tour of the Fenice and found only one person on the job. Costa had been in office 6 months when a contingent of 24 Fenice employees boarded a large transport boat and came down the Grand Canal in a noisy protest. It was January 29, 2001, the fifth anniversary of the fire. The demonstrators were singing, chanting, and waving a banner that read, "Com'era, dov'era, in quale era?" As it was, where it was, but when? Or literally, in which era? The Italian era meaning both it was and era, the same as in English. They tied up in front of the town hall, Ca' Farsetti, where they were joined by 100 more demonstrators with whistles, horns, bells, and a cardboard model of the Fenice with special effects smoke pouring out of it. Opera music blared from loudspeakers. The crowd sang the aria Di quella pira from Verdi's Il Trovatore, in which the tenor sings, "The horrid flames of that pyre consume me. Cowards, put it out, or I will extinguish it with your blood. To arms, to arms." Costa reviewed the status of the Fenice. 60% of the allotted time had elapsed, but only 5% of the work had been done. The foundations had not even been completed, and Holtzmann Romagnoli was still asking for more time and more money. Costa was convinced that unless he took action, he would still be arguing about money and deadlines in 5 years. He told Holtzmann Romagnoli he was terminating their contract. They were fired. They had 30 days to remove their equipment, or the city would seize it. Costa tried to assure a doubtful public that, as absurd as it might sound, this was the fastest, cleanest way to get the job done. He was speaking now as a former Minister of Public Works. He was saying, "Trust me." The whole process would have to start all over again with a new call for competitive bids. The boldest part of Costa's action was to declare that Venice, not Holtzmann Romagnoli, owned Aldo Rossi's architectural design, and that Venice was going to build it, working with Rossi's associates in Milan, but not with Holtzmann Romagnoli. Costa was confident he would prevail in any court battle. Holtzmann Romagnoli writhed and thrashed and refused to leave the worksite until Costa sent the police to roust them out. On April 27, 2001, Venice once again had custody of the Fenice, but work had come to a virtual halt. A single company stayed on the job, working on the foundations, while Costa looked for a new contractor. 8 construction companies responded to the new solicitation for bids. One letter, however, arrived 15 minutes after the deadline, and Costa rejected it. He was in no mood to tolerate lateness.